Beyond the Beauty is a production of iHeartRadio. I'm your host, Bobby Brown.
Hey guys, I'm back. It's Bobby, season two, Beyond the Beauty. I'm so excited to be here today, especially big announcement, which you, by the time you hear this, you probably would have heard. But besides relaunching season two of Beyond the Beauty, which I talked to some of my friends, some of my coworkers, some people I don't know in the beauty space, founders of brands, business leaders, I am also here talking about a launch of a new company that I've been working on called Jones Road. It's been an incredible journey doing something different, and I'm really excited to talk about it with you guys today. So I'm here with my guest of my first show, Tara Tersini. How do I describe Tara and who she is? It's kind of difficult. Sometimes she's described as my COO. Sometimes she's described as the head of my posse. That's a whole nother episode of how you somehow are lucky enough to fall in love with your best friend who also you work together. It's kind of a weird thing, but say hi to Tara, everyone. Tara, welcome to the show. Your second.
This is my second guest appearance. Yes, I might be called a frequent guest now or a contributor. I don't know. Thank you, Bobby. Thank you for having me.
And we're recording this 2 weeks before launch. It has been quite a journey on this road of Jones for us. And I'm really excited to talk about it.
For those of you listening, it's now out.
Yes.
You can check it out, jonesroadbeauty.com. And let's hear about it, your inspiration and why, the whys, the hows, and a little bit about it. Because it is a clean line too, which is super cool.
Okay, so there's two different roads I could take. The first road, and then I'll jump to the other road. I'll do a detour. The first road is, why is it called Jones Road? Why is it called Jones Road? If you remember, when we were looking for names, we tried a bunch on. We hired copywriters. Nothing was working. If we thought of these great names, they were taken. We did the searches. We spent money. And then one day I was with my husband in the car and we were driving. And when I'm in the car with my husband, I have to look at the Google Maps. I have to look at Waze. I have to, you know, give him, God forbid we're 5 minutes late somewhere. I have to like tell him, no, go this way and the Verrazano. And I don't even know where I'm going. So I was looking down, probably not looking at what I should be looking at. But all of a sudden I saw somewhere, I think it's in the Hamptons, Jones Road. And I said to Stephen, Jones Road. And he says, huh? And I said, for a name of the company. And he said, I love it. And we called.
You called me.
I called you. Mm-hmm. And you said you loved it. And you asked whoever other girls that were sitting around. They all said they loved it. We searched it. No one had it. And it's called Jones Road. And why did I like the name? A, it sounds cool. B, it sounds like the UK that I love. Also, I thought, you know what? I sold the name Brown, Bobby Brown. I can't be Brown. I could be Jones. And, you know, and then it just made sense to me and it became the name.
I love it. So what's the second road now?
So the second road is my journey from leaving the cosmetics company and the world I created over there to my new world. So when I left, I did not even have a thought of going back into the cosmetics industry. It was, you know, not even a thought. But what I did was, since I'm someone that has always been very curious and interested in health and wellness, I signed up at Institute of Integrative Nutrition because I was promoting my ninth book, Beauty from the Inside Out, which was primarily about what you put in your body. So I went back to school and it's a digital program and I learned so much about food and health and just how to, you know, have a full circle, happy, healthy life. I started using clean ingredients in my house. I got rid of all the chemicals and I started using clean skincare right away. And then I started using clean makeup or looking for it. And when 4 years ago, there was nothing. There was really nothing out there. It was had just started. There was a couple things here and there. Everything seems to have been just coconut oil. And I was searching. And then at the same time, while I was, you know, cleaning out my own makeup bag, I started doing makeup again. You know, I looked for an agent. I couldn't, you know, find anyone that was the right match. But I would just do different things. And one, you know, the first big thing I did was I got a call to go to India to key the first ever Indian makeup show. So I did, and I just wanted to bring, you know, products that were right. And I called in everyone's products. I put together a brand new kit, went to India, did it. It was incredible.
So we have all this cool stuff going on in the makeup world and the wellness world. And then again, it's a bit of a fast forward, but this pandemic hits as well. And we're all forced to pivot. And at the same time, so much goes online, so much networking and mentoring and talking. And this has always been a big part of your life and your business and philosophy of mentoring the up and comers. And I feel like you really went hard into helping out some of these, whether young or old, new founders trying to either save or pivot their businesses. And it delved you even more into the beauty world, both clean and conventional. And tell us about how, like, you've been navigating that and also thinking about Jones Road that whole time.
I am someone that when things turn one way, I will always look for the positive on anything. And when we were all of a sudden, you know, stuck at home, it was really quiet the first couple of weeks. Everyone was completely flipped out. I mean, our sales on Evolution 18 just stopped. And, you know, people were scared. And then slowly, I saw that people were starting to talk about how they could feel better, how they could look better, you know, from home. It was mostly about how you feel. And then I started working with founders of companies, and I would either talk to them on the phone, I would DM them and say, you know, here's my number if you need anything. So I've been thinking a lot just in general about how different we are. Like, people are not just from the pandemic, but it's speeded up because of it. And I think the biggest change I've seen is that most people just want to feel better. And I think you realize that when you look better, you feel better. When you feel better, you look better. So I, you know, have been thinking about Jones Road and what kind of a brand I wanted to create. And I really, really, really want to teach people the way I do makeup now. And I'm going to say it's the way I do makeup now. I've evolved. I have honed my skills, but I've also changed my aesthetic. So what I look, I always thought people look great without makeup. I always said that. So it's not makeup to make you look healthy, but it's actually looking healthy and using makeup just to enhance.
Being healthy.
Just being healthy. The way I do my makeup is just to touch up any spots on my skin, not cover up, touch up the spots, you know, use something to make myself look not tired, just work on whatever I put on my skin. And I started realizing that a lot of the makeup on the market in the clean world just wasn't enough. It wasn't as efficacious as I was used to in a traditional. And I still use makeup that's not clean in my kit, but I really wanted to see what could happen if I worked with clean chemists and pushed and pushed and pushed. And I'm pretty excited about the outcome. And I do think that the formulas are great. I'm certainly, as someone, you know, who's entrepreneurial, I'm excited about them. But as most entrepreneurs know, I'm also nervous. You know, I've got definitely butterflies in my stomach because some people are going to love it. Some people are not going to love it. There are so many different styles of makeup out there, and I think it's amazing that there are so many options for people. This is, to me, the ultimate no makeup makeup. And what's been really fun for me, what I love more than anything in life besides, you know, making and creating formulas, is working with my team, my posse. And so we started pulling together our peeps, you know, our still life photographer, John, our, you know, beauty photographer, Ben, our hair guy, Hervé, you know, our stylist, Allie, you know, people that I worked with in the past on different projects, but the people that it was effortless going into a studio with people that you know and you could work together creating something. I mean, it was just so much fun and just so different than the way it used to be. I come from a world where everything is scripted and overscripted. And, you know, that worked for a while, you know, and I don't want to compare and go back. I want to go forward. And I just find like fluidity in what I'm going through now.
So one more question before we talk about some of these products. We've launched companies digitally now, of course, but you've also launched companies when there was no internet. So how are you tackling and where are you launching Jones Road to start?
We're launching Jones Road direct to consumer. And what I'm excited about, we can control what we look like, when we bring products out. We can message, you know, to our customer, anything. You know, I'm always been authentic. I've always been someone that likes to just market and explain things as they are and be open when things change to tell you why. And I'm excited about the new world so much because there's so many different ways to reach a consumer now. And, you know, I'm not going to be going into department stores doing masterclasses. That's, you know, I did that already. I'm going to be, you know, somehow reaching them digitally or, you know, through the podcast or through other people's podcasts. There's so many interesting, cool ways. And I'm most excited about what I don't know what's going to happen. We have such cool pictures and we have a great design, you know, graphic designer, and we have a very small and mighty team.
We have this great tagline, every product is a hero product, which I think is just fabulous. So tell us about these hero products, this collection you're coming out with.
Well, first of all, the first thing we're launching is something called Miracle Balm. And it's called Miracle Balm because I set out to create something called Miracle. I said, I want to create a balm that has skincare properties, but actually has color in it, which will tint the skin and just make you look so much better. And the Miracle Balm is that. It's got, you know, these amazing, it smells like a spa. And when you apply it to your face, it just kind of lifts and adds color. And there's like the teeniest bit of sparkles, but you can barely see them. But there's one without color and three with color, bronzy, rosy, and tawny. And the hashtag, I keep saying, I haven't used it yet, hashtag how not to look like shit. I think that's how people wear makeup now. That's why I wear makeup.
Yeah, I totally agree. I also think the cool thing about this product in particular is that what you just said is totally true, but also when you started working with it and putting it on people on set, it's like,
oh shit.
Oh, it also looks great on your lips.
Right.
And actually you could use it as a blush or a bronzer and a skincare and a moisturizer.
And if you've ever tried it on your legs, it's amazing.
There we go.
It's amazing. And I think it's going to be the hero product out of everything. But, you know, you never know. And I've also used it when I'm all done with it to tame my flyaways on set because it's just got that emolliency. And, you know, I've given it to a bunch of my friends and I constantly get DMs. I need more. And, you know, my friends who are my age, by the way, you know, I'm in my 60s and they're like, oh my God, like So I hope everyone loves it as much as I do, but I love it. So that, I would say that's one of the hero products. And then the next one, which I didn't think was going to happen, but it's a mascara, just a black mascara. And it's called The Mascara. And I wanted to make a mascara that's completely clean. And, you know, the good news and how I even knew what to do is I had met the founder of Credo, and she gave me the Credo list, which is a list of things you cannot have in your products.
Blacklist, yeah. It's, no list.
Yeah, it's a total, like, blacklist. And, you know, it gets updated, but she was, you know, definitely a friend to give me that list, but it's a pretty strict one. And I've got a really uber super jet inky black mascara that 1 to 3 coats, you can't even imagine. It looks so thick. The lashes are still soft. It's lifting, and it's got this special little brush so you can get the little hairs in the corner. Doesn't flake, and it's easy to come off at night. I just can't even believe it. So I love it. It's a perfect mascara for me. We also have a product which I hate to call a gloss, but it's in a squeezy tube. It looks like a lip gloss. It doesn't feel like a lip gloss. It doesn't feel like a lip oil. It just, we're calling it cool gloss because it's infused with a peppermint. So it feels nice and cool on your lips. It looks gorgeous on your cheeks. It's not sticky. So it's just this beautiful formula. And, you know,
it's hydrating. It's like almost taking a sip of water when you put it on your lips.
Yeah, it's hydrating. Refreshing. It's not sticky. Like, I don't like lip gloss. I don't like goo. I don't like over, you know, I was always putting lip gloss on the bottom lip, smacking my lips together and taking most of it off. You know, it's for the un-lip gloss generation. So, you know, and right now we've got, I think, 6 colors, you know, more in the hopper.
Mm-hmm.
And
then we have the kit.
We're calling it the startup kit because it's the starter kit. It's a startup kit. And sometimes you just want to feel what the products are. But I curated these because they work on absolutely everybody, every skin color, every age. And I think people will be really amazed when they see there's a shadow in a glass pot that's called Just a Sec. Because you stick your finger in it, you apply it to your lid, and it just takes a sec. And it's got like pearl.
It has shimmer. Pearl, but it's got this unique texture. It's like not powder, but not mousse.
Right. It's not powder.
It's a little bouncy on your lid or your cheek, by the way.
And you know, you don't need a lot. You just need a little bit of it to open up your eyes and to highlight. But this is the product that for people that like the high intensity, it's buildable. I don't like the high intensity, so I like the transparency in it. I love to be able to see through these products, and I just find it very flattering where you don't know if it's the light hitting you a certain way or what is actually on your eye. What is that on your eye? You know, when you see someone, you say, what is that on your skin? What is that on your eye? You actually could see the skin. So this is Just a Sec, and I pulled, you know, we're launching all the colors in December, but we pulled for launch the, you know, one that'll work on everyone.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have, I'm going to say it's an unrevolutionary product, and I'm only saying it another one because there's no bells and whistles, but I wanted to make the perfect eye pencil. Most pencils on the market are so over formulated that they're not the way I remember a pencil, like when pencils were years ago. So this is just your basic pencil. We're bringing out black. Brown is my favorite, but we're giving black. And it's called the best pencil. That's what the category is called.
It's an OG. It's like an OG pencil. It's wood. You have to sharpen it. Does not come with a sharpener. We're going to be selling the sharpener.
Yes, because I think that I don't like wasting, and I think a lot of companies, every pencil gets a sharpener and you end up just throwing plastic out.
That's exactly right. You only need one sharpener.
Yeah, you only need one. So it's the best pencil. And then there's also a clear gloss.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you had clear gloss liner, Just a Sec.
And the perfect brown eyeshadow. Perfect dark brown eyeshadow. Again, just like the pencil, it's just the perfect brown eyeshadow. It's dense. You can line your eye with it. You can smudge your shadow. You can fill in your brow. You could put it, you know, in your part between touch-ups. And it's very, very versatile. And it's just your basic dense formula. Mm-hmm. Smooth and nice. And again, these are all the products are clean. They're basic. They're simple. But they're cool. My aesthetic for the brand is somewhere Celine meets Supreme. For those of you guys that don't know Celine, Celine is this really cool French clothing company that was headed by designer Phoebe Philo, I think in the glory years. And she's always been I've never met her, but she's always been my fashion muse. She just always looks effortless and stylish and simple and you know, never looks like she's wearing makeup.
And Supreme started as a skater brand and turned into the most
iconic,
sought after, cool brand out there. But not to be confused with expensive price tags, because I think also in this new world, you've set out to be more accessible to people and not be caught in a world of just prestige brands.
Well, I'm pretty excited that we're able to price the products as we are and be profitable. And we created a cool logo, stock packaging, and, you know, just this amazing, simple boxes that are recyclable and, you know, just pretty simple stuff. But, you know, mainly I just really am excited about helping women of all ages, all colors, feel comfortable in their skin, which to me, confidence is being comfortable. And just knowing that you don't need to be over made up to look your best.
I can't believe that when this comes out, Jones Road will be out. But considering that you never stop and you're always thinking, you know, this is one more chapter in your book, where do you think, you know, you're going from here? What are your plans?
I don't think about things that far in the future. I never have. And, you know, I never say no. I never say never. I don't know. I'm open. And right now, like, I don't want Jones Road to be a giant billion-dollar brand. I do not. I want it to be a fun, cool, it's my golf, you know? I mean, I get as excited about what I'm doing as my husband when he shoots, you know, under 80. So it's my golf. It's my hobby. It's, you know, where most of my friends and people I know are figuring out what they like to do besides work, I seem to be finding new fun things to do with work. I like it. It's me. It's fun. And I can't fight it. I tried. I think I paddle boarded twice this summer. I considered taking up tennis, but I guess I launched a company instead.
Okay. You heard it straight from the horse's mouth. So if you're interested in Jones Road, check us out at Jones Road Beauty on the gram. Always follow Bobby. She's got a lot of very funny and somewhat eccentric things.
I cannot wait to start posting all the beautiful pictures. And, you know, one of the, and by the way, most of the models are not models.
Correct.
In our campaign. I mean, this is a true story. I knew I wanted to have a model with salt and pepper hair, with lines in her face, looking just cool and beautiful. And we went to different agencies. I couldn't find anyone. And one day I was shopping for fruits and vegetables in the Hamptons. And there was this woman with a bun and a mask on. And I kept staring at her. And I walked over to her. I said, "Don't mind me staring at you." She goes, "I didn't notice. What? But why are you staring at me?" I said, "Can you just take your mask off for 1 second?" And she took it off. And I said, "Here's my card. Here's my name. Will you call me? I'm Bobby Brown." And I said, "I'm looking for a model for a shoot. Will you send some pictures?" She photographed great. And she's being really patient because I promised her I was going to get her with an agency. She has 5 kids. by the way.
Yeah, she looks amazing.
She looks amazing and has a Budweiser tattoo on her middle finger. She's a very cool lady in the Hamptons.
But yeah, I know. That is part of the new brand as well, which I think has always been a part of your brand and why you're so beloved by so many, because, you know, all women are real women and that's what we want to relate to.
Yeah.
And I think the other neat thing, just to add one last note, is all these interesting women and beyond, you know, we're highlighting them on justbobby.com too. Some of the gals have a jewelry line, Shauna, the salt and pepper hair lady's reinventing herself and trying to become a model. They call it ageless in the industry.
Mm-hmm. You know, Tal has the amazing clothing brand.
Mm-hmm. Tal has her clothing line. Allie, our stylist, is, you know, working on all kinds of projects and has been there with us the whole way, actually, from Lord & Taylor to now.
And her company's called T-Boy.
And she's T-Boy on Instagram, T-Boy Aficionado. And there's just so many more. And the cool thing is, this is just the beginning. Like, this is really just the start, honestly. The next few months, everyone's going to be seeing a lot more.
So here I go. Diving in, guys. Diving in.
Stay tuned.
For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.